All right, let's unpack this. I mean, imagine a single piece of jewelry so valuable it could like practically buy a small private island. We're talking price tags that stretch into the tens of millions, sometimes even hundreds of millions. Definitely not your average engagement ring. Today, we're embarking on a deep dive into the glittering, often kind of jaw-dropping world of the most expensive rings ever sold. We've got a fascinating stack of sources that don't just reveal the staggering prices, but also the incredible stories, the painstaking craftsmanship, and, you know, the hidden factors behind these true marvels. Historically, rings have always been loaded with meaning, haven't they? Think about the ancient Egyptians and Romans using simple bone and iron bands as symbols of commitment, just basic stuff. But it wasn't until, what, 1477, that diamonds really entered the scene, when Archduke Maximilian of Austria famously proposed to Mary of Burgundy with a diamond ring. And that, well, that forever linked these sparkling gems to engagements. So our mission today is to go far beyond the average 2,000-pound UK engagement ring and uncover what really makes certain pieces of jewelry command such astronomical sums.
You're about to get to know some of the most stunning and storied rings in existence, and you might just rethink everything you thought you knew about value.
It's true, yeah. What's truly captivating here is how something so physically small can carry such immense financial, historical, and even, well, emotional weight. These aren't just rings, they're more like cultural artifacts, investment vehicles, and profound symbols of human ingenuity and sometimes, yeah, obsession. Like you said, it's not just about the size of the rock, not at all. There are specific kind of intertwined factors that elevate these pieces into a whole different league, creating those aha moments where you understand why they matter so much and why people are willing to pay, well, fortunes for them.
Right. So if you're wondering what on earth drugs a diamond ring to sell for, say, 50 million pounds, you're definitely not alone. It's far more nuanced than just sparkle, as our sources clearly lay out. They point to five key reasons, really. And we'll start with the foundation that most people in the jewelry world recognize, the four C's.
Exactly. The four C's, clarity, cut, color, and carat, think of them as a diamond's very DNA, you know? The core attributes that determine its inherent beauty and, crucially, its value. Clarity isn't just about the absence of imperfections, the little flaws inside the stone. It's more about how unimpeded light can travel through it. A perfectly clear diamond lets light pass through without interruption, which maximizes the brilliance. The fewer microscopic inclusions or blemishes, the higher the clarity grade. And this, I mean, this can make a difference of millions in value, seriously. Then there's cut. Now, a lot of people mistakenly think this is just about the diamond shape, like round or emerald or pear, but it's actually about how well the diamond's facets are proportioned and polished. That dictates how light interacts with it, how it reflects, how it refracts, how it scatters, basically how much it sparkles. A masterfully cut diamond, whatever its shape, will maximize what we call fire, brilliance, and scintillation. It's an art form.
Okay, and color. For clear diamonds, we're usually looking for the absence of it, right? Less is more.
Precisely. For traditional white diamonds, the less color, the higher the grade. It goes up to the coveted D grade, which is truly, absolutely colorless, like pure water. But, and this is where it gets really fascinating, you have the fancy colored diamonds, like pinks, blues, yellows, even reds. Here, the grading flips entirely. It's all about the intensity and the purity of the hue. A fancy vivid pink, for instance, means the color is so incredibly pure and strong, it almost seems like lit from within. This isn't just a pale shade of pink, it's the absolute pinnacle of pink, and that's achieved by only a tiny, tiny fraction of diamonds.
Right, that makes sense. And finally, carat. Most people know this one, it just means weight, doesn't it?
Yes, carat is simply the diamond's weight. To give you a sense of scale, 1 carat is about 200 milligrams. That's roughly the weight of a small paperclip. So when we start discussing rings with 15, 20, or even 50 carat diamonds, you can immediately appreciate the sheer size and, well, the heft we're talking about. Getting the highest scores across all four C's, perfect clarity, ideal cut, top color grade, significant carat weight, that's what makes a diamond truly remarkable, and it exponentially drives up its price.
Okay. Now, when we hear diamond, we often automatically think rare, don't we? I mean, the marketing for generations has certainly pushed that narrative.
Well, this leads us to a really important distinction. We're not talking about general rarity here, but the scarcity of perfection or something very close to it. It's actually a common misconception that diamonds are the rarest gemstones out there. Objectively, you know, other gemstones like fine jadeite or certain Peri-Ibet tourmalines or those incredible cashmere sapphires, they're intrinsically rarer than your average diamond. The true rarity factor that drives these astronomical prices for diamonds is finding a stone that scores exceptionally high across all the four C's, resulting in a diamond that is, well, flawless and radiant, a status achieved by less than, like, 0.01% of all mined diamonds. Just think about that. It's that unique combination of these top-tier characteristics that makes them so incredibly scarce and so immensely valuable.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just rarity, but a kind of extreme rarity where absolutely every factor aligns perfectly. But as you kind of hinted at earlier, it's not just about the stone itself, is it? Sometimes the journey of that stone or who owned it in the past adds a whole different dimension to its value. Is that what we call provenance?
Exactly. Provenance. And this is often where these rings transition from being just jewelry to becoming like living pieces of history. Provenance adds this layer of emotional and historical significance that really transcends the physical stone. If we connect this to the bigger picture, a ring's history, its connection to historical figures, royalty, or even famous celebrities, can significantly boost its value. Our sources highlight that, quote, "Memories, admiration, and respect for a historical or royal figure can add a layer of significance to a ring. It's about the human desire to connect with legacy, you see. Even the super expensive celebrity engagement rings we see today could become some of the world's most sought-after treasures in the future simply because of their story and who wore them."
That makes perfect sense, yeah. And speaking of value beyond the material, just like with, well, anything high-end, the name behind the creation, the brand, that can also add immense value, right?
Oh, absolutely right. A well-established luxury brand doesn't just sell a product. It sells a whole legacy of excellence, meticulous craftsmanship, and crucially, a guarantee of quality that collectors implicitly trust. When you see names like Cartier or Harry Winston, you're buying into centuries of prestige, unparalleled design expertise, and an inherent exclusivity. Buyers aren't just paying for the stone, they're investing in the assurance of expert design, the artistic vision, and the heritage that comes with these truly iconic names. It's a mark of distinction, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And the final piece of this value puzzle is the overall design of the ring itself, the setting, and everything.
Yes. While the intrinsic quality of the main diamond, those four C's we talked about, is the primary driver of value, the overall design can certainly contribute, especially if it includes other incredibly high-quality precious stones, like vivid emeralds, rare rubies, or intense sapphires, maybe set alongside the diamond. These accompanying gems can enhance the main diamond, elevating the entire piece aesthetically. However, it's important to remember that while design adds aesthetic appeal and might influence the initial purchase price, for long-term investment value, the central stone's quality still overwhelmingly dominates. So ultimately, while provenance, brand, and design play their parts, the exceptional quality of the raw diamond, those perfect four C's, remains the real mover of these astronomical prices.
Okay, so we've kind of broken down why these rings command such incredible sums. This precise interplay of perfection, history, craftsmanship, maybe even a bit of luck. Now, let's see how these factors weave together in the incredible tapestries of some actual rings. We're talking stories of geological miracles, human ingenuity, and sometimes, yeah, breathtaking gambles. Let's jump right into the big one. The Pink Star Diamond Ring sold for an absolutely astonishing 57.3 million pounds. As of 2025, it still holds the record, right? The most expensive diamond ring ever sold.
The Pink Star is, well, it's truly a geological marvel. It's an ultra-rare 59.60-carat fancy pink vivid diamond. That designation, fancy vivid, signifies a color intensity so profound it's almost beyond imagination, just incredibly saturated. This monumental stone was mined by De Beers in South Africa back in 1999. It started as a rough diamond of 132.5 carats, huge. And what's truly remarkable, I think, is the meticulous 2-year cutting and polishing process it underwent to transform it into this flawless oval pink diamond. Imagine the investment in time and expertise, just mind blown. So when it came up for sale at Sotheby's Hong Kong in April 2017, the bidding was apparently frenzied, reflecting its completely unparalleled status.
Wow, 2 years, and the buyer? The Chinese jeweler Chow Tai Fook Enterprises, they bought it and then renamed it the CTF Big Star in memory of their company's founder. It's still debated, isn't it? Whether they plan to keep it as an investment piece or maybe set it into, like, the most expensive engagement ring in the world someday. What a future that diamond has. Okay, next up, something truly unique, almost like a conceptual art piece. The all-diamond ring, appraised at 44 million pounds. This one. It isn't just a diamond and a ring, it is the ring itself.
Yeah, this piece really represents a perfect intersection of, like, fantasy, reality, art, and cutting-edge style. It's quite something. It's a colossal 150-carat ring carved entirely from a single larger rough diamond by Shawish Geneva Jewelers. There is absolutely no metal support whatsoever. The entire band, the whole structure, is pure diamond. It's been heralded as the world's first diamond ring of its kind. Totally revolutionary. The design was copyrighted, apparently, and its creation involved rigorous testing and incredibly precise laser cutting techniques to maintain the integrity of the original stone while achieving its intricate form. It was appraised back in 2012, which hints at its astronomical market value, though it's never actually been sold at auction, interestingly enough. It exists more as a testament to what's possible in jewelry design.
Incredible. From the pinnacle of pink and a structural marvel, let's shift our gaze to another astounding wonder, one that holds a record for its breathtaking color, the Oppenheimer Blue Diamond Ring, fetched 40 million pounds. This one really showcases how a unique hue can just captivate an entire auction room, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. The Oppenheimer Blue holds the record as the largest vivid blue diamond ever to come onto the market. It's a striking 14.62-carat fancy vivid blue diamond, emerald cut, and it's flanked by two smaller trapeze-cut diamonds on a meticulously crafted platinum five-blade ring. Really elegant setting. It was named after Sir Philip Oppenheimer, whose family not only owned the De Beers Mining Company for ages, but also privately held this incredible gem for generations. Its history remained quite secretive, actually, until after Sir Philip's passing in 1995. When it finally came to auction at Christie's Geneva in May 2016, apparently there was this dramatic 20-minute bidding war that unfolded between two incredibly determined buyers.
The tension in the room, our sources describe, was just palpable, you know, before the hammer finally came down at its record-breaking price.
20 minutes. Wow. And sticking with that prestigious lineage, another stunner tied to the Oppenheimer name. The Pink Legacy Diamond Ring sold for $38.5 million. This one shares that same incredible, fancy, vivid designation as the Pink Star, right? Indeed it does. This is an 18.96-carat emerald-cut fancy pink diamond, again flanked by two clear diamonds. Beautiful proportions. What truly makes the Pink Legacy so special, as you noted, is its fancy vivid designation by the GIA, the Gemological Institute of America. This is a status achieved by, as GIA themselves state, only about one in a million diamonds. That's how rare it is. It points to its incredibly even color distribution and perfectly balanced saturation. Just a pure, strong pink. The auction for this gem was equally intense, apparently. It generated furious bidding for just 5 minutes at Christie's Geneva in 2018, very quick. And it was acquired by the renowned U.S. jewelry house Harry Winston, who promptly renamed it the Winston Pink Legacy. They knew what they had.
5 minutes. Incredible speed for that price. Now, here's a story that beautifully illustrates where human expertise and, well, courage really gamble big to achieve ultimate value. The Pink Promise sold for $24.1 million. This isn't just about finding a perfect stone. It sounds like it's about making one even more perfect.
Oh, the story behind the Pink Promise is indeed fascinating. A noted gemologist, Stephen Silver, acquired the stone when it weighed 16.21 carats. Already impressive. But then he made the incredibly audacious decision to recut the diamond over three painstaking years. This involved carefully removing 1.2 carats from its original weight, which sounds counterintuitive, right? But the sole aim was achieving that coveted fancy vivid grade for the now 14.93-carat diamond. This decision really highlights a critical question in the art of diamond cutting. The value of achieving that perfect grade often outweighs having a slightly larger size. That reduction in size, while definitely risky, propelled its price into a whole other stratosphere.
And it certainly paid off for him. He made a significant profit, earning it the nickname the Picasso of the Pink Diamond World. Quite a title. Our sources suggest he paid around 5 million pounds for the original stone back in 2013 and then sold the perfected diamond for 24.1 million in 2017. Talk about vision.
Yeah.
And nerve. But hold on, let's challenge a common assumption. Not every record-breaking ring has to be a diamond, does it? The Cartier Sunrise Ruby Ring sold for 19.6 million.
Exactly, and what a statement it made. This is the first non-diamond on our list, and it's a truly spectacular piece that really redefined the value potential of other gemstones. The centerpiece is this magnificent 25.59-carat Christian-cut ruby of Burmese origin. Burma rubies are legendary. It's set between two large shield-shaped diamonds. The ruby itself is described as having a highly attractive color and fine purity, a really fiery, almost glowing red, often called pigeon's blood red. When it sold at Sotheby's Geneva in 2015, it didn't just become the most expensive ruby ever sold at auction, it also achieved the highest price ever achieved for a gemstone other than a diamond at that time. It really proved that diamonds don't hold a complete monopoly on these mind-boggling prices.
Amazing. Okay, and here's where the story takes a really unexpected turn, connecting centuries of history with a very modern controversy. We're talking about the Wittelsbach Graff Diamond Ring, initially sold for $16.4 million, but later valued at a staggering $80 million. What's the dramatic journey of this blue-gray beauty? It sounds complex.
Oh, the Wittelsbach Graff Diamond is as much a piece of European history as it is a jewel. It really is. This magnificent fancy, deep bluish-gray diamond has an absolutely incredible provenance. It was part of the crown jewels of Bavaria and the Habsburg family estate going way back to 1686. Having been originally acquired by King Philip IV of Spain for his daughter's dowry, it literally journeyed through the hands of European royalty for over 300 years, passed down through dowries and inheritances. Just amazing history. It remained in private hands eventually until 2008 when the renowned London diamond merchant Lawrence Graff purchased it at a Christie's auction.
Right. But then Graff did something that sparked, well, widespread outrage and debate among gemologists, historians, everyone really. He controversially decided to recut the stone after purchasing it, losing 4.45 carats from its original 35.56 carats. Many people felt this was like an unforgivable destruction of a historical artifact.
And this leads us right back to that important question. Is preservation or enhancement the greater value when dealing with historic gems? It's a real dilemma. Graff's argument, his justification, was that by sacrificing some weight, he could dramatically enhance its clarity and, crucially, its color grade. Despite the initial outcry and the loss in carat weight, which is significant, the recut did significantly improve its market value. It sharpened its color to a fancy deep blue and achieved an internally flawless clarity grade. Technically, it was a better diamond. And it's reported that Graff then sold the enhanced diamond to the former Emir of Qatar for a staggering $80 million, representing a colossal return on his initial investment and, you could argue, a testament to his bold vision, though it's still hotly debated among curists today.
Fascinating dilemma. So as we kind of bring this deep dive to a close, it's just so clear these aren't just rings, are they? They're truly masterpieces, each one with a unique story, an almost unbelievable price tag. We've seen how the perfect, almost improbable combination of the 4C's clarity, cut, color, and carat alongside that captivating provenance, a prestigious brand, and sometimes even a really daring design decision, can elevate something from just a precious stone to a truly priceless artifact. Whether you're just curious or perhaps, you know, dreaming of your own future investment, understanding these elements fundamentally changes how you look at the world of fine jewelry, I think.
Absolutely. What truly captivates me, looking back at these stories, is that while the intrinsic quality of the stone itself is absolutely paramount, the narrative, the human connection to history, and even the strategic, sometimes really risky, decisions of jewelers play such an undeniable role in cementing these rings' legendary status and their staggering value. So what does this all mean for you listening? Maybe consider this. If the value of these magnificent pieces is so deeply intertwined with their history, their story, and even the audacious risk-taking involved in perfecting them, what other everyday items around us might hold hidden, untold value simply waiting for their story to be fully appreciated? What makes something truly priceless to you beyond just its material worth? Something to think about.